And now it's time for Chesapeake Traditions Today.
This is Mary Anita Albano. I've lived in the Eastern Shore since the early 70s. I'm from the northern part of the Philippines. And I'm very proud to be Filipinos and so proud that this people in Salisbury has accepted us. When I first came in 1973, I was one of four people that I know who were Filipinos. And I met the other Filipinos later on from church. As you know, the Philippines is a Roman Catholic country. And so we congregate in church, and that's how I met them. And there were four of us at the time, in this that I know of anyway. And then now, the greater Salisbury area, including the southern part of Delaware. I don't know the exact count, but I know it's now in the hundreds. In the Philippines, when we have festivals, every house has an open house. You can walk in there, and if there's food at the table, you're welcome to eat. And so when the community got bigger in the area, we thought of having a festival also. And we have the what is called the Santo Niño de Cebu. It's the Infant Jesus of Cebu. And the center of celebration in the Philippines is Cebu, where Magellan landed when he went to the Philippines. And I was there a couple of times. This is something to behold in Cebu. You have people in the streets, processing, dancing, thousands of people. And the whole main streets of the big city of Cebu is filled with worshipers and people celebrating. And so we decided to have a festival surrounding the Infant Jesus of Cebu. And that's how our yearly festival started. But when we celebrate, although it is centered in the Roman Catholic Church, St. Francis de Sales, not all of us are practicing Catholics. And not even all of us are Roman Catholics, but we get together for that. And this is part of our identity in the Eastern Shore of Maryland. The religious aspect of it is we have 9 weekends of prayers. And in the Philippines, it's 9 days before the festival, but here it's 9 weekends. By October, many people are start practicing dances. By December, I have the menu put together. A big celebration in the Philippines, you always have what we call lechon, which is a whole pig roasted. And so that's the main thing. When we have the fiesta here, we have lechon. And I'm grateful that a lot of the Philippines, they're always, in fact, they were asking me already, what are we going to do with the fiesta? Unfortunately, we cannot do anything. But we will have the church celebration, but we cannot have the reception. Because of that festival, we have made the Filipinos, even if we're a small minority here, known in Salisbury. Because I usually see people at the grocery store and they say, oh, we were at your festival, and that makes me proud because we have made the Filipino culture known in whatever ways, known in Salisbury area, and we're very proud of that.
Chesapeake Traditions Today is produced by the Ward Museum of Wildfowl Art, Salisbury University, and the National Folk Festival, with support from Maryland Traditions and the National Council for the Traditional Arts, in collaboration with Delmarva Public Media.